never guess what's playing right down the street, and it starts in a half an hour. Two for the road.
Great.
What's the matter?
Kid who sold me the ice cream just called me ma'am.
Oh, he was probably just being polite.
I hate being reminded I'm a ma'am. I always think of myself as a miss.
Well, we are pushing 40.
Seems like only yesterday we were pushing baby carriages. Now I feel as though I should be pushing daisies. Sometimes life feels like one giant shove.
You're only as old as you feel. I feel 25.
I used to, until that kid reminded me I'm not.
You know, I think everybody has an age in their mind where they stop. Otherwise, they grow old.
Like you're supposed to.
Says who?
Oh, your varicose veins, your stiff joints.
Allie, don't do this.
Your hardening arteries, your graying hair.
I beg you.
Your sagging bosom, your failing eyesight.
If you stop, I promise I'll take you to the playground and push you on the swing.
Don't push too hard. At my age, I get dizzy.
Mr. Furman has already told...
Yeah?
Yeah? That's how we answer the phone?
Oh, listen to this. There's this guy that took his wife's trust fund to buy a condominium in Sarasota to share with his girlfriend.
Allie, will you turn off the TV? I've got news from the real world.
What's so important?
Guess who's going to San Francisco?
Why are you going to San Francisco?
I didn't say it was me.
Oh, who is it?
Me, but I wanted to be the one to say it.
Why?
You remember I told you that Sloan was going to merge with another travel agency?
No.
I told you.
Who listens, so?
So anyway, he wants me to go out there and set up the computers.
Great, when?
Right away, today.
Oh, no.
You're going to miss Jenny in the school show.
I know. I'm sorry. I'll send her a telegram.
Look, I gotta run. I'll be home as soon as I can. Bye.
Tomorrow, tomorrow.
Forte, Jenny's acting teacher.
Oh, hi.
You know, I want to congratulate you. I think Jenny's got real talent.
Oh, thank you. She is pretty good, isn't she?
Pretty good? She's terrific. You know, with the right kind of encouragement, she could be a real professional.
Beautiful dreamer, wake on to...
My plant. We're stuck.
Okay, let's try going backwards slowly.
All right.
Okay?
Yep.
You ready?
Yep. Slow enough?
We're stuck.
Don't panic.
I won't.
I was talking to myself. I'm terribly sorry. We're stuck in here. The plant will just be a few minutes. Sorry.
It's okay. I'm just on my way to European literature. I go to school.
You want me to give you a note?
No. What's that?
A doorbell.
How do you attach it to the door?
You don't. It's a prop. A sound effect.
Are you in theater?
Television.
Any show I might have seen?
Ever hear of Dingo Bob?
No.
Cavalcade of Pasta?
I don't watch that much TV.
Oh, it's okay. Channel G. Cable.
Oh!
Are you stuck?
Are we stuck?
No, we're in a cab going down Lexington Avenue.
I got made it.
Are you the prop girl?
Well, yeah, the wardrobe assistant, the assistant director, the gopher, you know, station manager.
Wow.
Oh, on a normal station, wow, on Channel G.
Sounds good to me.
So, how come you still go to school?
Oh, what else? I'm divorced.
I was almost divorced. Twice.
Twice? What's almost divorced?
If I had gotten married, I would have gotten divorced. Anyway, I don't really want to talk about it.
I understand.
3 years we'd been together before we set the date. we flew to a little chapel in Niagara Falls.
And?
Oh, I don't want to talk about it, really.
Oh, it's okay.
We had this big fight in the waiting room. Then we got back together for another 2 years. We were supposed to get married again last year.
Yeah?
I don't really want to talk about it, honestly.
It's okay.
Are you the ones who were stuck?
No, they left. We're the new ones.
Say, Leah, I'll get you out.
Okay, stay where you are.
I'm in no hurry to get to class. We're up to Thomas Mann. I hate Thomas Mann.
Do you want to play hooky?
Make me an offer.
You want to come see the station?
I'd love to. Just don't tell my kids.
All right.
Okay, ladies.
Oh, thank you very much. Thank you. Thanks. Here we go.
Poor wandering one, if this poor heart of mine can help thee find true peace of
Mimi, you've never been in better voice.
Really?
In the 3 weeks I've been here, she's never once been in better voice.
Jack.
Sam. Allie, would you mind?
Yeah. Why do you let her sing on the show?
Oh. See that?
Yeah.
Every time that's on instead of a program, we move one step closer to losing our franchise.
Why?
It's the rules. We have to fill 8 hours of air time a day. I have to fill 8 hours of air time a day.
How did you get this job?
Luck. I came in one day with an idea for a program. The station manager liked it so much, he decided to make me his assistant. 2 days later, he was fired. I got promoted.
Wow. What was your idea?
Promise not to laugh?
Yeah, I promise.
I wanted to do a program where people, ordinary people, could come on and talk about anything. You know, like a lonely guy on New Year's Eve who doesn't have a date. Why shouldn't he come on? There are people out there lonely just like him. Or a husband and wife who want to have a fight. Let them come on here, you know. People can call in, help solve their problems.
Great.
Don't you think we need more than cooking shows and aerobics?
Right. What kind of shows do you do?
Cooking shows and aerobics. For now. But if I can save the franchise, I know I can do the kind of programming I want to do.
Good for you.
Okay. Hello, and welcome to human sexuality. Hello, welcome to human sexuality. Oh, welcome to human sexuality.
Did we just change the subject?
Oh, I've got to do a show on sex therapy right now.
You perform, too?
In a pinch.
Oh, all I ever do is make pot roast and misinterpret Thomas Mann.
I'm ready, Eddie.
Oh, hello, sweetie. What are you going to do for us today?
Swan Lake.
All of it?
The dying swan.
Oh, well, that's wonderful. Well, why don't you just spin right into the other room and we'll get to you just as soon as we can.
Okay.
All right. I'd rather she wasn't here when we talked about sex therapy.
Oh, right. Let her parents handle it.
No, I just don't want her correcting me.
Speaking of children, I have a daughter who happens to be a wonderful singer.
Well, bring her down. We'll put her on. Ellie, you want to help?
Yeah.
Okay. Sam, we're on. Come on. Okay. Now, you sit right here, all right? And every time I point to you, you ring the bell. Oh, good. Okay. When I point. Okay?
Yeah.
Sam, I'd like you to meet my new friend, Allie. Well, that's good. You see, I pointed and you bing-bonged. Very good. Sam is our link to the golden age of television.
The golden age of television, and now this.
Sam, Allie thinks I'm glamorous.
Oh, a recent acquaintance, huh?
Eddie, can we start this? I got a job interview.
Oh, sure. Allie, this is Jack. He...
5, 4, 3, 2...
Come on.
come in. Today our topic is, should you talk during sex? And if so, what the heck should you say? Chip! Jenny! Emma!
What?
Jenny, you're going to sing on TV. Emma, you're going to play for her. I just met a woman who runs a station. Wait a minute. I'll show you.
Okay.
Now, we have 2 days to decide what you're going to sing and what you're going to wear. Is your yellow dress back from the cleaners? Never mind. I'll go look for it.
I'm going to be on TV? I'm going to accompany her?
You're going to be a star!
You're going to be on that? Tomorrow, tomorrow, I love you tomorrow.
Smile, Jenny. Catch up, Emma.
You're always a day away.
Okay, again. This time I want you to start slow and build. And Emma, ease up on the pedal a little, okay? Take two.
I hate this.
It's better than doing the dishes.
Take two. Hit it.
The sun will come out tomorrow, till there's none.
Pitch, Jenny, pitch.
Tomorrow, tomorrow, I love ya tomorrow. Bet your bottom dollar that tomorrow there'll be sun.
Smile, Jenny, you too, Emma.
Just thinking about tomorrow.
Tempo, girls, tempo.
You're always a day away.
Ladies and gentlemen, that was Jenny Lowell, one of the many talented teenagers here in New York City. If you feel you have talent, why don't you bring it down to Channel G? Now.
That's a wrap.
That was wonderful, Jenny. Great accompaniment, Emma.
Oh, I was terrible.
All right, don't take my word for it. You, madam, wasn't she wonderful?
Wonderful. Only I could tell she was a little nervous. She's a lot looser at home.
See, I was terrible. If you were so terrible, would I ask you back?
What?
You mean it?
Sure.
I knew it the minute I looked into that monitor. The camera loves her. She's fresh. She's now. She's what's happening. She's going to be a star. Eddie, on her next appearance, I think she should sing something up to me.
Oh, all right. What are you going to do?
I'm going to be a star, unless I fire my agent.
But, Mom, I hated it.
You don't hate it.
I hate it.
It's just stage fright. Everybody feels it. Even Laurence Olivier feels it.
Who's Laurence Olivier?
Somebody with a stage mother.
Whips. Did you say whips? And chains. Look, Dr. Satan. I'm sorry. I think you've got the wrong station and the wrong approach to life, I mean.
Lunchtime.
Great, I'm starving.
They didn't have turkey salad. I got you tuna. They didn't have wheat. I got you rye. They didn't have herbal tea. I got you coffee.
Perfect.
Can I talk to you?
Of course, Jack.
Well, you know I work here for school credit and I don't get paid or anything.
Would you like to borrow some money?
No, I'd like to borrow the station. You see, for our midterms, we have to make original films, and I kind of mentioned that maybe we could show them on the station.
Well, how many films do we have?
50?
Done.
There are 60.
Get out of here.
Thanks. Excuse me, I've got to call the coast.
Hi, Allie. Jenny. Emma. Hi. So, what's the matter?
What's the matter? Jenny doesn't want to go on.
You don't?
No.
Why not? It's just a song. It's no big deal.
No big deal, then why do I have to do it?
Girls, if I started something, I'm very sorry. It's not that important.
You didn't start anything. They fight all the time.
We do not fight all the time.
We fight a lot of the time.
Because you're 17 and you don't think you need a mother anymore.
I don't. I'm not a child.
Eddie, what do you think?
I think you sound exactly like me and my mother.
When you were 17?
No, now.
I should never have let you get your ears pierced. That was the beginning of the whole
thing. Boy, you know what this sounds like?
What?
This sounds like exactly what I wanted to put on the air.
There's enough violence on television.
No, talking. You're communicating. You're sorting things out. You're working things out.
Screaming at each other.
Screaming, yelling, kicking, biting, talking. Who cares? It's real. That's what it's about. Boy, what a show this would make. Would you let me do it?
Would I let you do what?
Let me put you on the air.
Us?
No singing, just talking.
When?
Now. We'll preempt, dimmers and switches. The choice is yours.
I would if you would.
Then I would.
Put us on.
Are you sure you want to do this? I get a lot of bad ideas. Mr. Ferguson. Oh, look at what you've done for the show. Oh, my God. Look at the switch and the dimmer. Oh, do you know, I think that we should put you on later when it's dark.
And I think a 17-year-old has a responsibility to listen to her mother.
And I think 17-year-olds are women, not children. And if we're going to make mistakes, we should be able to make them and learn from them.
Thank you, Allie. Thank you, Jenny. An age-old problem, an age-old struggle. What do you think? Call us at 555-6767 and have your say. That's 555-6767. So, it's an age-old struggle, isn't it? This mother-daughter thing. Here at 555-6767. Would you excuse me for a minute? I'm going to check the phone lines. I think they must be down. Here at 555-6767.
Mothers and daughters.
Hello, Allie. Hello. So, I'm a mom. So what about the kids then, huh? They go this way and that way, and they're in trouble.
That's it.
I think she speaks for us all. Mothers and daughters?
Could I please speak to Jenny?
Yeah, it's for you.
Hello, Jenny. I really know where you are coming from, okay?
My mother is so manipulative, I have to, vacate to breathe.
Okay, who needs it?
Maybe if she tried talking to her mother, communicating. Mothers and daughters?
Yeah, this whole thing started because the mother wanted the daughter to sing on TV. Well, if it's so important to her, let her sing herself.
Oh, I would if I could.
Well, everybody can sing. I mean, you couldn't be any worse than an old lady Mimi they keep putting on.
Mothers and daughters?
I agree with the last caller. Make the mother sing.
Yeah, Mom, why don't you sing?
Well, punish the mother.
Hello, Allie. Don't sing. Because the issue wasn't singing. And my daughter agrees. Don't sing.
Bye. Mothers and daughters?
Make the mother sing.
Hello?
The mother should not sing.
So we'll end on that note. Whatever it was. And we'll say goodbye from all of us here at Mothers and Daughters.
Ed Sullivan will turn over in his grave.
I just humiliated myself in front of millions of people.
Oh, come on, Allie, this is cable. You humiliated yourself in front of 10, 11 people tops.
Well, I kind of liked your singing, but then again, I like liver.
It wasn't the singing. I became a stage mother. And I think I know why.
Why?
Well, Kate's in San Francisco being an executive. You guys have a crisis a day. Everybody's got a life but me.
I know what you mean.
You? What are you talking about?
Well, I come here and then I go home alone and make meatloaf for one. Do you have any idea what meatloaf for one looks like?
But you come here. I would give anything to come here. I'd do it for nothing.
Is your mother given to exaggeration?
No.
Perfect. You want to work for nothing? Fits exactly into our budget. You're hired.
Me as what?
Assistant station manager.
I accept.
All right.
What about school?
She can do it after school.
I'm in show business. I have a life.
Let's just say you're in show business.
Jenny, what's so bad about an occasional gig here? I mean, after all, it is your mother's station. My people will call your people. What do I do?
Move the piano.
So everything turned out great. I'm in TV and Jenny isn't.
Oh, sensational.
But enough about me. Let's talk about me.
I think you're just as crazy as ever.
Thank you. So, how are your computers?
Not bad. Look, could you send me that new dress?
You need a sequin dress to program computers?
Well, sort of. You see, Mr. Sloan's new partner turns out to be single.
Yeah?
Yeah, and interested.
Well, good. You know, I think that this is one of the few times that I'm not the least bit jealous, and I think it's because I've got my own things going on, too.
Oh, that's great. You know, we're going to a party at one of the old movie studios. This guy used to be a stuntman before he was a travel agent.
In fact, you know, he
used to be Clint Eastwood's photo double for a while. He looks a lot like him, but I think he's a lot cuter than Eastwood.
Kate?
Yeah?
Enough about you. Let's talk about me.
The sun'll come out tomorrow, so you gotta hang on till tomorrow.